Hi, this is Pauline Field, and this is today's video on how to retire happily. And today I want to talk about the people you like to be with and the people you don't. And I think I can say that the people you like to be with are the people who have a positive outlook, who are more upbeat, who are willing to be vulnerable, that they seem to be more authentic. And maybe they're all about serving rather than taking. Why am I talking about this? Well, because who are we? What is our mindset? Is our mindset one of complaining that life isn't, it isn't that good, it's not giving you what you want, retirement is just, it isn't what you expected, and maybe life could be better? Well, I was talking with a friend just the other day, and I said, you know, I really do realize that challenges aren't what I have to get out of the way so I can live my life. Challenges are my life, and they're your life. We all have challenges. If you listen to people's stories, if you even ask them about their stories, there's heartache, there's brokenness, there's bad childhoods, there's big mistakes. But you know what? We all have a choice. We all have a choice about how we are every day. In relation to the world, in spite of the challenges. So today, I'd really encourage you to look at, have you been complaining? Do you have a positive outlook? Are you loving your life? Or just surviving. So, the only reason I'm doing these videos every day is because I know the difference between surviving and thriving. There have been periods of my life when I have literally just survived. And others, where I've thrived. And I want that for you. So look at how you're seeing the world. And if it's with a filter of complaints or something's wrong, take it off and put on a filter of gratitude. Put on a filter of that life is done for you, not to you. That the challenges that you have in your life are lessons to learn, opportunities to grow. And when you follow that, life's going to get a whole lot better. So let me know how you do. If you've made any changes, what's happened? Or just let me know how you love your life. I'd love to hear. Thanks for being here, and I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.